Good morning, Justin, Scott, and Spiegel on the flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock, Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, October 26th. Get your tickets now. Follow this gentleman at Hannibal Buress on Twitter. Hannibal Buress joins us this morning. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Dude, I've been a fan of yours just straight stand-up for quite some time, and I thought the pairing of you and Eric Andre for the Eric Andre Show is probably one of the most genius matchups of opposite comedic talents, none greater than the other for that Eric Andre Show. Has there ever been any episodes of that where you had to take Eric aside and be like, hey, listen, that's genius, but you're definitely going to die?
No. Well, the stuff where he puts himself at most risk is a lot of the man on the street stuff where he's, you know, dropping through ceilings and really agitating people. So I'm not there for that. I'm off doing something else. What makes it fun is I'm not there. When I watch the show, I get to watch it as a fan because I don't really know what's going to happen because I'm not involved in editing or seeing it. So you really drop. They set up a fake focus group around something, and then he just crashes through the ceiling. And you just crash, like, or he'll just ride a bike through a plate glass window into a cafe. He does stuff that I would never do.
Yeah, you had the one episode, I think, where he like dressed like a cop, chased somebody down, and him and another comedian named James Adomian, who was all planned, just started like making out in the middle of a cafe or something. It's just a genius pairing because he's just so manic and high energy, and you're just couldn't be smoother and more calm in your delivery. I mean, you really do have an incredibly unique style of comedy, almost in a vein of like a cooler, younger Todd Barry, Stephen Wright, but still, the jokes are so well crafted and the delivery is so original. Do you find like some younger comics that might be fans of yours will try and emulate that style, will almost try and grab your vibe?
I've seen people where, that's a little me right there.
Yeah.
I watch. I'm like, okay, I see that. I see what you're trying to do there. But also, I mean, you kind of. Early on, when you're trying to find your own energy and voice, you sound like the people that you might like. Or even if you just watch somebody a bunch, you end up, you know, like if you, like I'll do shows with Chappelle, I'll do shows opening for him and do a few of them. And then when I go to my own shows,
you know,
I'm headlining. I'm like, I'm doing Chappelle. In certain bits, I'm like, I'm doing like certain little timing things that he does.
Right.
And so I catch myself like, oh man, I'm doing. So it's just, you know, if you watching a lot, then you end up absorbing stuff on accident. You know,
what's been your most like fulfilling, most fun thing to do? Because you're doing everything. Like he said, Broad City, the Eric Andre Show. You've been in movies, Daddy's Home, Neighbors 2. Where do you feel most comfortable? Obviously, stand up is the one thing, but outside of the stand up, what do you enjoy doing the most? What has been your most fruitful thing for you?
Outside of stand up, I would say
movies.
The
movies.
Stand up is that it's so immediate,
right?
You know what I mean.
And that's what I was gonna say. Does the movies just suck? Does doing a movie suck? Be honest, because isn't it the most awful experience just sitting around waiting and waiting and waiting, no immediacy, then 6 months till the thing even comes out? It just seems awful.
It's not ideal, but it's also a horrible thing to complain about.
Right, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're not digging dishes.
You know what I mean? Like,
right,
well, yeah, it's like, yeah, you can be pretty bored on a movie set sometimes or waiting, but, I mean, compared to, I'd rather do that than be, I don't know, pushing boulders for a living. So, yeah, sometimes it is slow-mo, but the finished product is, when you see it and it's put together, it might take a year. Sometimes it takes, I mean, the shortest turnaround was Neighbors 2, where we were shooting Neighbors 2 in September of 2015, and it came out in May. So that was like a six-month shoot to in theaters turnaround. But a lot of times it's a year or more. So the thing, the appeal to stand-up is that, like, if I could just do a show last minute, like, which I've done sometimes where we'll be in one city, and then I'll look at a map and see what decent sized city is 2 to 3 hour drive away, and then I'll find a venue and book a gig and say, hey, we're about to be in whatever, Columbus, we're going to be in Buffalo, New York, tonight, and then the show sells out just because it's social media and we're able to get the word out, where I can't just, you know, put together a movie, last minute like that.
Hannibal Buress is going to be at the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, 1026. And, you know, you're one of those guys that, if you're unfamiliar, you have become a journeyman in comedy to a new generation of comics. I mean, you've been doing it quite some time. You've gone coast to coast around the world a couple of times. You're always at the big festivals like Montreal, Just for Laughs. You've been on plenty of late night and stuff like that. And do you ever catch yourself in these moments where you're doing like a major Hollywood film where you got a role in, where you're doing the Eric Andre Show, Broad City, you know, which we've said that we love, where you are thinking to yourself, you know, it's like, man, I gotta save this money. I gotta squirrel this away. I never know when this is gonna go away, how long it's gonna last. Because we've talked to some comics before that say, you know, if you're making a buck, you gotta live like you're making a dime. Because you never know when this is either going to continue on to greater stuff or one day it cools off. Looking at you, Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo reference. Nice.
Dude, I'm really into real estate right now, man.
Okay.
So so I've been, I bought a multifamily property in Chicago, and I'm looking to really get into that. Because, I mean, I feel like I'll be able to make a good amount of money in entertainment for a while, but
yeah,
I don't want to be dependent on it. So I am interested in just passive income, because I've seen how people can spend money horribly. So I'm very frugal.
That's smart,
me
man.
Me and my friends on the road, we stopped at a Sky Zone. It's a trampoline park.
Yes,
in
yes. Yeah, so we have one here. We've here. Been there. Hell yeah. Did you do the dodgeball?
Yeah. And so we didn't do the dodgeball. I tried to dunk, which I couldn't do even with the help of a trampoline. but we had a good time. But before, you know, my video photographer guy, they got the lockers. So he was putting his stuff in the 50 cent locker. And I was like, hey, man, they got quarter lockers over here. He's like, it's okay, man.
I'm making that 50 cent okay, locker man. Money.
It even goes
like,
to that level.
We can use those quarter lockers. What are you doing, man? Save a quarter.
God, that's so smart. Because, yeah, you made a great point. There's so many dudes that they'll either get that first show that might only last one season, or they get like a Netflix special. And that's great for a little bit, but you just never know when that train's going to pull out the station. Well, but it sounds like you're putting money into real estate.
So. And I don't want to jinx him, but I think Hannibal's going to be fine.
Oh, I think he's going to be
he's
great.
An absolute
until...
genius. But it's like you said, you watched that one show that's called Mailbox Money. You just
Mailbox
sit back.
Money.
You sit back and every...
want to just sit.
And every month you go to the mailbox and, hey, all I had to do is go to the mailbox and I'm getting money. And that's the way to do it.
Yeah, man. I want to just relax and not... Yeah. I don't like. I'm not really into. I mean, I like cars, but I'm not into. I don't know. I'm not into showing people what I got, or it's just more interesting for me to just know that I'm doing all right. I've had on the same pair of jeans for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, dude, we're big
right there with you.
We're big proponents of that around here. I got jeans I can take off, and they just continue to stand there on their own, real crunchy. Hannibal's going to be at the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall October 6th at Hannibal Buress. The 3 hour, your third hour special is on Netflix right now. Dude, thank you for taking the time to join us. I can't wait to see you when you come to town, Hannibal.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me, man.